Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, November the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn down 0.75 cents at 663¾. December wheat up 7¾ cents at 814¼. And Jan beans down 2 cents at 1450. We did have a sale this morning, 210,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Export sales this morning were pretty much as expected on the wheat, though a bit on the light side, 322. Corn was light, 265. The beans were light at 795. Big news this morning is the CPI came in up 0.4%. They were looking for it to be up 0.6%. That rallied the Dow Jones 1,000 points in 10 minutes off its lows. It's now 815 higher. It's about 100 off its highs. The crude oil was up about $1.20. It's now down 27. The dollar was the big factor out here. It's down 176 ticks. We were down almost 2 full cents here at one point. That was what rallied the wheat, rallied the corn and beans to some extent, though corn and beans closed lower. But the wheat was certainly the beneficiary of the lower dollar prices out here. The Saudis are looking for 595,000 metric tons of wheat. Brazil and Argentina had some good rains. Looking at yesterday's report again, you know, I just didn't see anything particularly friendly out there. And with the USDA not changing export numbers out here, I think it's a mistake. I think when it's all said and done, the USDA is going to have to cut corn exports and soybean exports. So I just don't see what's friendly out here. Funds are long, 240,000 contracts of beans. Brazil is potentially looking at a monster crop if they continue to have decent weather out here. Argentina has certainly been helped by these rains. So, you know, I just don't see where we're going until sometime after the first of the year. I think once the world realizes that Brazil has got a huge crop coming, that they're going to start to sell this thing. And, you know, looking at corn, you know, we're 30 cents off our recent highs. Guys don't want to protect it for some reason out here. But there's reasonable corn and soybean options and wheat options. I mean, look at it. We're at $8 wheat. We're at almost $14 new crop beans. And if you don't want to protect it, I think you're missing a strong marketing opportunity out here. So, you know, I don't know where these markets going to go. But with the current factors that we're facing, I believe the risk is significant and certainly well worth protecting going out for the next 3 or 4 months out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.